life-saving potential of broken or unused mobile phones could really help those going through domestic violence. And that's what DV Phones is all about. Ashton Woods founded this communication, which is quite a serious matter, actually, because there's so much to this story. Maybe you could start thinking of taking away. Ashton, hello, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me on the call today. Appreciate it.
Ashton, I was really intrigued with your story and how you were cleaning out your drawers.
Yes, it was quite by accident that this whole thing got set up. I was cleaning up the house and filled the car with goods to donate to charity. And then we went into lockdown, so I suddenly had nowhere to take anything. And so I rang the only person I could think of who'd know what to do with it, an ex-police senior sergeant who I knew she dealt with domestic violence but didn't know much more. And I offered her all my stuff from home, and she said, "Ashton, what I need right now are mobile phones."
And she certainly got that, and that's where it started, didn't it? Where did it go from there, Ashton?
Yeah, so I said to her, "I've got two phones in my drawer you can have." And she said, "Well, those phones could save a life." And I said, "Well, how many more do you want?" And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "We've all got phones in our drawers. Everyone has." So I put the call out and said to everyone, "Come on, send me your phones." And we've been doing it for 4 years now, and we've received around 23,000 mobile phones. We've got a little office where they come into now because it's a lot of phones to deal with. And we put on new screens and batteries where required. We buy brand new charger cables and SIM cards. And we pay for the postage. And we send those phones out to 360 different police stations, safe houses and hospitals in Australia.
Wow. Because at least there's another 21 million phones rattling around in drawers there, isn't there, too?
Yeah, there's been some research by Mobile Muster, and they're the partners. We send anything that we can't use, so any parts of phones or older phones that we can't get working, we send them to the recycler called Mobile Muster because they make sure nothing goes to landfill, and they also confirm with us that any data on those phones that they receive will be destroyed through their recycling process. And yeah, they did some research and found that there's 22 million phones in people's drawers right now in Australia.
Yeah, I was just amazed with that. These phones that are reprogrammed, they've got special features also attached, don't they?
Yeah, so we take all the phones that we get, we reset them back to factory default. So they're as if someone bought them brand new. And then they're given to the domestic violence victim by the police and the agencies with a whole lot of safety planning. So they will help them work out what to put on those phones, whether it be apps, is it emergency numbers, is it their best friends. Quite often the support network will be through their best friends. So we get the phones out to the police. They give them to the victims as part of their safety and escape plan. And the beautiful thing is we don't ever need the phone back. So the phone is given as a gift, and that becomes part of the victim's new life.
Also, I notice there is support for women in domestic violence situations, with encouraging those ladies to have that second phone, because often their information gets monitored.
Yeah, correct. When the police... When this woman told me she needed mobile phones, I said to her, "Well, hang on, what do you mean mobile phones? We've all got phones." And she said, "Yes, they can have the best safety and escape plan in place for victims of domestic violence. But in most cases, their phone is being tracked, monitored or taken by the perpetrator as a form of isolation and control. So they may have a phone, but they don't have the ability to use it to call for help. So our phones are provided to them as a safe phone to take home and hide. And then once they're out of trouble, they keep our phone, and we actually recommend they put a hammer through their old one because it probably is being tracked and monitored. So put a hammer through it and recycle it through Mobile Muster."
Oh, just like that, eh?
Yep.
And just with credit, because that was my big question. I mean, a woman's fleeing or a woman's terrified, probably being financially abused as well. How can one afford money to keep up the credits?
Yeah, we provide a startup credit. So we provide the LD mobile SIMs with a $5 prepaid credit on there. So that can be used to make those first few emergency calls. But the beautiful thing in Australia is you can call 000 from any phone in Australia without, even if it doesn't have credit. And even if your chosen carrier doesn't have coverage in that area, it will find the strongest signal. It will choose that carrier and you'll be able to make that call to emergency services. So literally, we just need a phone. It doesn't even need credit.
Mm-hmm. And how about those phones that are being tossed in because of the G3 service being closed down?
Yeah, that's very frustrating for us. So since December, any phone that we get that is 3G or 3/4G, we send straight to recycle. We don't give them out because they might work today, but they certainly won't be working by the end of June and July in Australia. So that is frustrating in that there's plenty of good phones on the 3G network that work well, but the decision's been made by the authorities to switch that network off.
Okay. Ashley, do you work hands-on in the office or around?
Yeah,
the
definitely. Yeah. I'm in there. We've got four part-time people in there, and we've got about 18 volunteers that come and help us. We need a lot of hands to do what we do. So we've got a technician one day a week. I've got enough work for five full-time technicians. We don't get any government funding, so we do this as best we can through people who are donating funds to us, or we might try and apply for some grants to keep the doors open. So yeah, we're doing about 100 phones a week that leave our office, and that's with 18 volunteers and four part-time people, and myself.
How timely when you think of what's being put out there at the moment.
Sorry, what was that?
How timely when what's being put out there at the moment.
It's very timely. We've been doing this for 4 years, but we've always been talking about the stats that a woman a week is killed in Australia through domestic violence. And that's been that way, that stat, for the last few years. Now, what we've noticed is it's just changed. So it's just been updated. And unfortunately, it hasn't got better. It's got worse. So now it's a woman is killed every 4.4 days.
Ooh.
Yes. And that's what's caused this. You know, there's been some rallies happening around Australia about domestic violence. The government has been asked, what are they doing about it? So it's, I hate to use the word perfect storm, but it is a perfect storm. At least now people are talking about it. And the government's been questioned, you know, what are you doing about this? And then there's all the agencies. So we deal with 360 different agencies, a lot of police and domestic violence agencies, safe houses, hospitals. And a lot of those are very small agencies of people like myself who have just decided to get in there and do something. And it would just be great to see. We know the government has a big job ahead of them. We know that they fund the bigger programs because they've been doing it that way for so long. But we are asking the government to consider. Yeah, you know, well, we know they've done it a certain way for so long, but obviously that hasn't worked because the stats are going up, not down. Maybe they should consider supporting the smaller agencies who are down there, you know, grassroots agencies who are there getting things done and can physically show lives being saved.
Acton, how can the public support you, seriously, other than the phones?
The easiest way, the best way for the public is to just ask their friends, family and business colleagues for their old mobile phone. Just start with that for conversation. You know, do you have an old phone? And if the answer is yes or why, then they can say why. You know, these are going to go to victims of domestic violence. And that starts that whole conversation about domestic violence in Australia, because I think it just hasn't been spoken about enough in the past. And then obviously if they say yes to phones, we'd love them. Send them over our way. We've got about 800 collection boxes around the country. There's a map on our website of all those locations, and there's another map on our website of all the agencies who get our phones. So if there's any victims listening at the moment who need a phone, go to our map on our website and you'll see there's a map of all the agencies who are getting our phones, so they can offer you a phone and all the other support that they are able to offer as well.
Okay, so obviously contact is here in the Kimberley.
The contact?
Yeah, there is a contact point here in the Kimberley.
Yes, there is. Yep, we've got agencies all across the country. So if you go to dvsafephone.org you'll be able to see the map of all the locations we have.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's been nice pinning down your location, even though I don't know where you are, but through your numbers, we were able to uncode it. Ashton, thank you for an interesting, very serious and a poignant conversation today.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ashton Wood, he's the founder of DB Phones. So, life-saving potential with broken phones or unused for domestic violence victims to have that second phone. And if you want to pop onto that website, have a look, because you can bring your old phones in, which would be great. Yes, and as Ashley mentioned, 3 and 4G. Oh, that's something else, isn't it?